read about it or something.
Et, of course, is a good British form yet today.
It is.
They use it in England.
I et.
Well. Sounds hard for us to understand. Well, if you, pardon me. Well, if you want some coffee and you have to go to the kitchen, go to the stove and say, well, it won't take me long to the coffee. It won't take me long to some coffee, too.
Make it. I think we settled for that.
Make some coffee. You wouldn't say cook it.
No, I think we say make the coffee.
Make the coffee. Okay.
As if we grew it.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know what I would say. I'd have to catch myself in an unguarded moment. Do you have deep apple pie or cobbler or anything like that today? This is not a cobbler or deep apple pie. They make anything like that?
Yes, we do, but I'm trying to regularly, I don't know what we had. Uncovered pie or apple cream, I think we had a lot of that. Or covered pie. We kind of designated it that way, I believe.
Covered pie.
Covered pie or uncovered pie.
Covered?
Covered.
Covered.
C-O-V-E-R-E-D.
And you have some water and you want to get the water inside you, you probably put it in a...
glass.
And that would be a glass of...
water.
Okay. Would you ever talk about a tumbler of water?
We do now, but I don't think as kids we did. I think...
No, we didn't know what that...
No, we didn't use that terminology in our background.
If the water was here and now it before and now it isn't, you might say that somebody probably...
drank it.
And then we might ask them then, how much have you...
Now that's one that can get me thinking even today. Have you drunk it, I suppose they would have said.
Would that be natural for you to say, how much have you drunk?
What do you say? I would say, now have you drank.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one that makes me think and hardly know what I really think is right.
Well, that's a pretty good indication that it's a matter of divided usage today. If somebody comes in the house and you want to be hospitable, and you say, well, here's a chair, won't you...
make yourself at home.
Or, here's a chair, won't you just...
sit down.
And so he went over and
sat down.
And you're at the table and they're eating and there's dishes of things and you say, oh, just go ahead and
pass it.
Or
help yourself.
And it happens to be that you've cooked broccoli and people don't like broccoli and they don't want to tell you, well, I just hate broccoli. So they say, oh, I'm, how do they decline the food? I'm sorry, I don't
care for any.
Do you ever say, I don't choose any? And food that you have for the evening meal, which you already had some of for the noon meal, you might say,
leftovers.
And the steak was so tough, but I couldn't
chew it.
And you might take some cornmeal and boil it up, and you'd have
mush. One of my favorite dishes, by the way. Not actually, but I like it.
How about hominy? Do you?
No, we haven't gone out for hominy much.
You don't. It's not a word that you'd use a great deal either. You don't. You wouldn't know anything about grits or big hominy or... Now, name for things like carrots and potatoes and peas, general term for all these is...
vegetables.
And you grow your vegetables in your...
garden.
Now, if you had a piece of leather and it wasn't imitation and you wanted to stress that it was not an imitation piece of leather, you'd say, this is a piece of... This is a piece of leather.
Genuine?